She noted that the patient recalled the details of the resuscitation room correctly. Systematic study of NDEs. Life is full of anomalies, and a couple of unusual cases does not challenge so widely accepted a paradigm in science as materialism. Thomas Kuhn famously pointed out, "To be accepted as a paradigm, a theory must seem better than its competitors, but it need not, and in fact never does, explain all the facts with which it can be confronted." However, in this case, the matter is not quite that simple. Materialism is a complete monistic doctrine, and therefore cases like these should not only be very rare, they should be impossible. But NDEs are not even very rare. When Van Lommel was an intern in 1969, a patient described one. At the time, Van Lommel did not pursue the information, but in the late 1980s, after reading another doctor's account of his own NDE, he began interviewing heart attack survivors. Within 2 years, 50 patients had told him about an NDE. Unfortunately, however, when he consulted the professional literature, all the research he could find was retrospective. That is to say, it reported on events of perhaps 5 to 35 years earlier. Apart from the inevitable risk that survivors may embroider or fantasize their accounts, there is often no way of determining that the experience occurred during clinical death. And clinical death is the critical element. Pam Reynolds was clinically dead when she apparently observed operating room scenes and events. In 1988, Van Lommel started a prospective study that interviewed 344 consecutive heart attack survivors within a week of resuscitation. Recent heart attack survivors are a favorite study group for NDEs because available medical records can confirm that after the arrest, they were clinically dead. Their brains are anoxic, they are unconscious, and they will die from irreversible brain damage if not resuscitated within 5 to 10 minutes. Only in recent decades have any significant number of people ever come back from the state of clinical death. Indeed, even the term clinical death is modern. At one time, there was just death. Obviously, a person in a state of clinical death should not perceive anything. But 62, or 18%, of the patients Van Lommel interviewed reported some recollection from the time when they were clinically dead.